If someone were walking in your direction, you say he was coming straight?
Towards.
Okay. And say if you had gone to town and just happened to see someone that you hadn't seen in a long time, and just sort of coincidence that you happened to see him, you say, well, this morning I ran
into.
Okay. And if the little girl's given the same name that her mother has, you say that they named the child
after her.
Okay. And what kinds of animals did you have on your property?
Oh, well, we had cows and mules and horses and hogs, pigs, and chickens. And we had sheep at one time. And goats.
You had goats?
Uh-huh.
What'd you have them for?
Well, my brother, I had an older brother that just really liked things like that. And we had them for no special reason except we kept them, as we call it, down in the holler. We had this road that went down into the holler, and it was fenced in. Like, and they just ran down in that fenced in place. And they just stripped the trees and the bushes. And really, they'll strip land of sprouts or bushes that you want to get rid of.
Right?
But they'll also just strip the land of anything. It'll just be completely worn out where they are. And we actually one time had one barbecued, killed. But far as having any special reason, we didn't. We didn't milk them or anything like that.
Is goat meat good?
Well, it is, or we thought it was then, if you knew just how to kill it and dress it.
Yeah.
And we had to get somebody else that knew. They say you have to kill them before you actually get them stirred up. Because you know that awful smell that they have? And if you stir them up, chase them or anything before you kill them, they'll have that meat, it'll have that strong taste.
You mean I heard that goats stink, but...
Oh, they smell terrible.
They just stink when they get mad, or...?
Well, it's worse, I think. And see, they must secrete some kind of smell more when they're stirred up or mad. And because they say before you kill one, not to stir them up, because they must secrete it. Makes the meat stronger or something. And so we actually didn't have them for any reason at all, except I do remember us having one killed and barbecued or something.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Well, that's what I was thinking of last night when you were talking different things. Well, you really call it a bull. But when we were growing up, my mother wouldn't let us say bull. And so my grandmother, of course, they always had the male, and she always called him old Ben. And believe it or not, our mother made us call it a bellering cow. And why, I don't know. But really, when we were growing up, we thought to say bull was cursing, you see.
Yeah.
But it's a bull. Or my grandmother also said the old male.
But you call it the
bellering cow. B-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-G.
Bellering cow. What about the male horse? Was it...
Well, this is something I'm not too too good on, is horses and things. If I understand, maybe a horse. Is a horse always a male? But a mare is the female of the horse, isn't it? But to breed, and then say mules, they're neither. They're without sex, I guess you'd say. But to, in order to, my brother, he actually raised two mules from birth. And I think you have to breed them with a jack, don't you? You take the mare and breed it with a jack. I don't know.